Well, it's getting on toward Halloween season, and that means goblins and witches and frost on the pumpkin, and that's what we're thinking about right now.
Yeah, it's time to get a pumpkin for Halloween, which is always kind of a project at our house. And always before, we've gone out to a big pile of pumpkins in a farmer's yard, and the boys have sorted and sorted through them to see which one would be best. But this year, we've got a whole new deal going. We're going to be right out here in the field looking for a pumpkin. Chris and Jeff? Come on, have you found some pumpkins?
Yeah,
they're starting on the prowl.
Huge one.
We're going to move back down into the field now. Let's explain to people what it looks like right here. Jeffrey, what do you see?
Pumpkins.
What else?
Vines.
Well, they grow on those vines, don't they?
Yeah.
And they get huge. Have you ever seen them growing like this before?
No.
Let's keep going right back into the field a little bit farther. All righty. What's the one you're looking for, Christopher? Have you seen it? Where is it?
Right here. That's mine.
Oh, look at that thing.
That must be mine.
It must be about 30 inches across, and it's still green, but it's rapidly turning orange. You know what turns it orange?
Yeah, the sunlight.
The what?
Sunlight.
That's right. Sunlight. Can't fool you on anything, can I? We better tell you, did you mention where we were?
No.
We're at the Wakanda Apple Orchards. We've talked to you about this beautiful spot before. I think it was last spring early, wasn't it? And they've had the greatest apple season up here you've ever seen in your life. The delicious and the red, the golden, and the Macintoshes. And so we've crossed the road from the apple orchard to Joy's kitchen. And as we're standing out here in the middle of this pumpkin field, what do you smell?
Donuts.
And did you just taste?
Oh, the most marvelous apple cider. And they're concocting apple cider all the time now. And they have this wonderful gimmick here where the kids can actually come out into the field, which is right next to the cornfield, as pumpkins always seem to be. Well, you pay 40 cents, and if it goes through the next hole, you have to pay 70 cents. If it won't go through either of those, then it costs a dollar. So it's kind of fascinating to see whether you can get your pumpkin through the hole or not, what you have to pay for it.
So if you've got a city-type child, as most of us have, and you've never really planted a cornfield or a pumpkin field, maybe one of these Sundays very soon now, before Halloween, you ought to get out into the country. This is one of the places where this is. And if you don't pick your own apples, this is a great project because you come in and you either bring your baskets or they sell you the baskets, and then you take off and they show you where to park, and they have the ladders, and you go up into the trees and you pull all the apples you want, and then you take them home. And you feel so rich because all of a sudden you've got apples and squash and cider in the freezer and taffy apples. This is a ball. This is a good way to spend a Sunday. Think about it.